And right now it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning, as he has all week long, Pastor Gary Wackler from Western Church of Christ. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you back with us, and turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right, I appreciate it. Well, listen, we've been talking about Rick Warren's book, Life, Purpose-Driven Life, and I just wanted to continue and talk a little bit more about just the importance of a church family. And one of the things he says a church family will help keep you from backsliding, and I guess that's just a way of saying that keeps you from going back into sin and going back into a life that's not gonna serve you well at all. But he says none of us are immune to temptation. Given the right situation, you and I are capable of any sin. God knows this, so he has assigned us as individuals the responsibility of keeping each other on track. We're accountable to each other. The Bible says encourage one another daily so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Mind your own business. It's not really a Christian phrase, but we are called and commanded to be involved in each other's lives. If you know someone who is wavering spiritually right now, it's your responsibility to go after them and bring them back into the fellowship. Certainly you do that with love and some humility, but James tells us, he says, if you know people who have wandered off from God's truth, don't write them off. Go after them. Get them back. And a related benefit of a local church is that it all also provides the spiritual protection of godly leaders. And I hope I do that for my congregation and the elders as well. God gives spiritual shepherds and leaders the responsibility to guard and protect and defend and care for the spiritual welfare of his flock. We're told their work is to watch over your souls, and they know that they are accountable to God for this. So Satan loves detached believers, unplugged from the life of the body, isolated from God's family, and unaccountable to spiritual leaders because he knows they are defenseless and powerless against his tactics. Well, it's like whenever a child is born, he or she automatically becomes a part of the universal family of human beings. But that child also needs to become a member of a specific family to receive nurture and care and grow up healthy and strong. The same is true spiritually. And when you were born again in a spiritual way, you automatically became a part of God's universal family. But you also need to become a member of a local expression of God's family. And that's the local church, of course. The difference between being a church attender and a church member is certainly commitment. Attenders are spectators from the sidelines. Members get involved in the ministry. Attenders are consumers. They just eat. But members are contributors. Attenders want the benefits of a church without sharing the responsibility. They're like couples who want to live together without really committing to a marriage. Why is it important to join a local church family? Well, because it proves you are committed to your spiritual brothers and sisters in reality, not just in theory. And God wants you to love real people, not ideal people. You can spend a lifetime searching for the perfect church, but you'll never find it. You're called to love imperfect sinners just as God does. In Acts, the Christians in Jerusalem were very specific to their commitment to each other. They were devoted, it said, to fellowship. The Bible says they committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles and life together, the common meal and the prayers. God expects you to commit to the same things today. And the Christian life is more than just commitment to Christ. It includes a commitment to other Christians. The Christians in Macedonia understood this too. Paul said, first they gave themselves to the Lord, and then by God's will they gave themselves to us as well. So joining the membership of a local church is the natural next step once you've become a child of God. And you become a Christian by committing yourself to Christ, but you become a church member by committing yourself to a specific group of believers. The first decision brings salvation, and the second brings fellowship. And that's so important, especially in these times like we have going on today.
Absolutely. You know, more needed than ever.
Yep.
Pastor, would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely, will. Father, we thank you for the fellowship and the sharing and the partnership that we have with the local church. And we thank you for its leaders and for those that are involved in ministry, leaders or not. And we just thank you, Lord, for that expression, not only of the church in the community, but for all the things they do, even in a worldwide scenario. And Lord, today we pray that our ministries might be effective for you. They might yield fruit for you. And we also pray, Father, that that we might not only think about fellowship, but also have an opportunity to do that, even if it's digitally, even if it's in a way that we're not used to. But Lord, as we come back together over these next few weeks and actually meet together publicly, we pray that you would protect us and give us the kind of heart we need to go back after the mission that we've been given to bring people to Jesus Christ and help them become followers of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we bring them and as you bring them, we pray that we would incorporate them into a fellowship that loves them, cares for them, and finds a place of service for them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gary Wackler joining us from Weston Church of Christ. Pastor, tell us about your church.
Well, we are meeting on Facebook Live right now, and we'll continue to do that even after we go back together. And we meet Sunday morning still, 9:30, and at 11 o'clock we have a Bible study, and we're going through the Psalms at this point. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're in our 125th year, and we're going to be celebrating that, Lord willing, and things settle down. Just to go on our website, and it's westonchurchofchrist.org, and there's a way to email there. It's certainly our telephone number for the church. And my telephone number, it's a cell phone, is 336-280-5311, and you can call me, and we can talk about the church and talk about any activities we might have coming up. We'd love to see you.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. God bless.